Hello, this.
Close to midnight, and something evil's lurking in the dark. Under the moonlight, you see a sight that almost stops your heart. You try to scream, but terror takes the sound before you make it. You start to freeze as horror looks you right between the eyes. You're paralyzed, cause this is save you from the beast about to strike. Thriller, thriller night. You're fighting for your life inside a killer thriller tonight. You hear the door slam. I realize there's nowhere left to run. You feel the cold hand. Wonder if you'll ever see the sun. You close your eyes and hope that it is just imagination. But all the while, you hear a creature creeping up behind. You're out of time. Baby, it's thriller, thriller night. There ain't no second chance against a thing with 40 eyes. Thriller, thriller night. You're fighting for your life inside a killer thriller tonight. They're out to get ya. There's demons closing in on every side. They will possess you unless you change the number on your dial. Now is the time for you and I to do it close together. All through the night, I'll save you from the terror of the screen. I'll make you see. Chance against a thing with 40 eyes. Thriller, thriller night. You're fighting for your life inside a killer thriller. Thriller night. And no one's gonna save you from the beast about to strike. Thriller, thriller night. You're fighting for your life inside a killer thriller.
Practically Tom Jones in that, if I may say so, Mr. McKeown. Conor, good morning. That's fantastic. I love that. That's a while ago now, but it's a great sound. It's a great sound. Now, anybody who knows, when we go down to the ploughing, crikey, do you remember going to the ploughing? There was a fellow said when we used to go out to things, the ploughing, and the bee. Tens of thousands of people. We never arrive empty-handed. We also put Conor McKeown in our pocket and a team of about 15 and all your gang. You're out and about again.
We're back on the road, Marty.
Yeah.
Thankfully. It's been obviously a couple of years, but it's strange to say that. It's been a couple of years since we've been working kind of thing, but it's great. It's all hands to pump now, and we're back on the road again.
But surviving is very difficult in this situation for musicians. I was talking to some people recently that were saying it's so hard trying to sell gigs at the moment because there's still some people who aren't going. Others obviously are.
Yeah, yeah, you know? We're hearing it all over the country as we spoke earlier on about it. But the good thing is people are still, you know, realizing that, you know, it's time to get out and start having a good time again and
start,
you know, you've got to get back with your life, and we're in the spring now, the good weather's back in, so we're trying to get people out again and say come on and have a listen to the band
and get out there and try and have a good time. Now in your case, you And I remember we discussed this because you got the old COVID, didn't you?
Yeah.
Some time ago. And thank God you're over that. But we did talk about the fact that you were out there travelling the country.
Yeah.
Up to your eyes in it.
Yeah.
You, as a band, were really, really busy. Literally with the Legends of Swing or whatever you were doing. And then, bang, it just stops.
Then it went.
There
was 100 plus gigs that we lost over the 2 year period. It was huge. You know, it was awful in one sense because there was no work and it was terrible. On the plus side, we got to spend time with the family and the kids, and stuff,
sure.
Which was fantastic.
Yeah.
We spent so much time sitting in the garden. We were practically nearly sleeping in the back garden, you know.
Of course.
Cups of teas and a few glasses of wine the other time.
That's all right.
But that was great. So spend time with the kids. I've got young girls, so it was fantastic. As I said, it was tough because there was no work, but there was a couple of times where we did get to do a few gigs, be it just two of us or three of us together. We'd go down, we'd be in a little bubble somewhere down in Tralee or Killarney or somewhere.
Right.
And we still got to work a small bit. But as
those
you say,
big nights,
with the band, it was gone.
You couldn't.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know. You're going to make up for it on Thursday, though.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Can't wait.
You're in the National Concert Hall. And the thing about what you do, and I've, again, when we go down to, I keep on bringing up the fact that you come with us when we go down to the ploughing. It's a tent. It's a tent. And you blow the place apart with the band because they're so strong.
At that early morning.
So that's great, though. Yeah, it's great. But we love it. But it's a great sound. It's a very full sound. And it is big band in the very best possible sense of that.
Yeah, and we've got great players, Marty, as you know. They're fantastic guys. We've got a couple of new guys that are in the lineup this year. So we've got a fantastic jazz pianist from Venezuela called Leopoldo Osio. Amazing player. Beautiful player. So Leo was going to be actually playing keys and some Hammond organ on the night. We've got Gavin Murphy, as you know. Gavin is MD and playing piano on the night as well.
He's terrific.
So we're spoiled for great players. We've got great, beautiful brass section, and Mike Brookfield, as you know, Mike is playing guitar. We've got three amazing girls that are going to be singing with us this time. We have Amy Penston and our sister Leah and Claude Along, three outstanding vocalists that are going to be doubling as kind of backing singers, and they'll come out and sing some songs as well. So.
But you're doing that. But I mean, it's Dean Martin, it's Frank Sinatra, it's Bobby Darin, it's all of that.
Absolutely, all the great songs, you know, the Mac the Knives and perhaps, Paper Moon, Mr. Bojangles.
That's a great song.
Yeah,
and you've recorded some stuff. You've done some recording as well.
Only about 4 weeks ago, myself and Gavin recorded the album before the Conor the Crook. So we're kind of, when I can nab him, he's so busy. Gavin and myself are good pals. We try and get together as much as we can. It was myself actually and Mike Brookfield. I was spending time with Mike. We were trying to get a collection of songs together to record, and I was listening to, Mike was introducing me to these songs I hadn't heard before, so we're just old jazz standards, and he played me this song called September in the Rain with Dinah Washington, and I swear to God, I just fell in love with it. I just thought, what a voice. She's such a beautiful performer, and the song just blew me away. So I thought, and I'd listened to other versions of the song, but her version was just out of this world. So I thought,
isn't
this has
it amazing to be. Sometimes there's a particular version of something, and you're just automatically drawn to it.
Yeah.
Even though other people could do various things. I always think Fly Me to the Moon is mad. There's about three different takes on that.
Yeah.
Completely different.
Yeah.
I know the one I'm drawn to, I'm not going to say, but the fact is, that's what happens.
And it's funny, with this song, the same thing happened, because I listened to about three or four different singers that I love singing this song, and I couldn't get it with them, and they're amazing singers.
It's funny, isn't it?
But it was Dinah Washington. I just thought the simplicity of it, the tone in her voice, and it was just, and I said, so, and then to try and record it and try and do it my own way without sounding ropey or whatever.
I understand. Yes, of course. Well, she's not available, but you are.
She's not.
That's the point of it. So this is only about a month old.
It's only a month old, absolutely. Yeah.
And is it the full band? Is it just you?
Myself and Gavin, with Bill Chaney playing a ukulele.
Bill Chaney,
Mike, of course, playing guitar. Mark Quist on drums. We have Keith Duffy on bass. And a couple of little tricks. So, it's not the full band. It's about maybe five of us.
Yeah. This is not Keith Duffy from Boyzone, is it?
No.
Just check.
No.
Down, remember in September, in the rain, the sun went out just like a dying ember. That September, in the rain, to every word of love I heard you whisper. Raps seem to play a sweet refrain. Though spring is here to me, it's still September. That's September.
September in the Rain, Mr. Dubin and Mr. Warren. That's legend. I'm just going to say, I've Conor McCone with me this morning. Are you going to do that on Thursday night?
Absolutely, yeah.
You're
yeah.
mad about
for
that
the first
song.
Time. For the first time, never sang it before.
You're mad so, about yeah. that song. It's so obvious. It's a great production. It's yeah. gorgeous. It's kind of fallen, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
It sounds like a cast of thousands, which is...
Yeah, that's down to Master Kevin Murphy's great
well, that's
work.
True. Yeah. Are you at 8 o'clock or 7.30 on Thursday, by the way?
Do you know what?
I'm asking on purpose because these things keep changing.
You've caught me there. Because I've heard some shows are starting at 7:30.
Yeah, yeah.
It's not
a theatrical productions are 7:30.
Yeah.
I think it's the people want to get home at the end as opposed to, you know, at 10:30 at night. So you don't know.
I don't know.
It's a bit unfortunate that you don't know.
Yeah. What time I'm starting work at?
What time are we on? I have no idea. We'll start. If we get a few in, we'll go. Yeah. Otherwise, we're not going on. But anyway, this is on, and the ticket's available, by the way, the nch.ie.
Absolutely.
And it's the Dublin number 01417 0000. The enduring popularity, though, of this music gives me great heart because you don't hear it that much. You'll hear, we play it, a few others around, but you don't hear it that much.
Yeah.
And I just think it's like, I remember interviewing, you probably heard of Michael Feinstein, who came in here, he played the NCH some years ago, and he is a kind of a keeper of some of the original charts of these songs
wow.
in the States.
Yeah.
And it's so important that this music be kept alive.
Yeah.
Because, like, when we think about the singers and who they were, Dean Martin, Sinatra, obviously, Bobby Darin, Ella Fitzgerald, all these great people, Rosemary Clooney, you know, the fact that you're doing that, I think, is firstly a great service. Apart from anything else, it'll feed your family.
Yeah.
But it's great music,
absolutely,
and it still works.
Yeah, it's funny because I love all styles of music, from pop to rock to.
Well, you do it all, don't you?
Yeah.
I mean, we played earlier what you did with Thriller years ago.
Yeah, but it's amazing when you listen to the radio and you're driving with my kids in the car and I listen to 2 FM or to listen to whatever the pop kind of
thing. I should be listening
things.
To Lyric and Educate. This is that old nonsense down the corridor.
But while I was coming over to you this morning and you played the Sinatra song just about half an hour before we started, and I thought, amazing. The lyrics, sitting there with his wife and kids at the breakfast table in the morning time, it's just go, wow.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable. These hairs in the back of your neck, you know, which you don't get a lot from songs that much, you know, from kind of
we're not going to sound like, I'm older than you, we're going to sound like our fathers, our grandfathers. We said, I could understand the words. Do you remember that, Craig?
Yeah.
At least you could hear what the story was about.
Exactly, yeah.
Because I used to get that when I was a teenager from my dad, so, you know. But there is that. Yeah. And that sense that these songs actually matter. And they also have a great place. They're very, very important.
Yeah.
When you come to choose them, because, Conor, you run this thing almost single-handedly, this band of yours. You've been working on this for a long time.
Yeah.
And you've an album. You were talking about an album too, weren't you?
Yeah.
Is that still going to happen?
Absolutely. That's going to be...
Is this kind of tasteless for it?
It's going to be a mixture between... I'm basically got to choose some great cover versions from the Great American Songbook, and songs that maybe weren't as kind of big at the time, but people wouldn't have heard before. Where something like September in the Rain is a song that, obviously, it's a beautiful song, but it might not have been a huge hit back in the day, I don't know, but something like that, plus some songs I'm writing with Gavin and with Mike as well, that I want to put together, but I'm determined to get this out by October. So once the Legend of Swing shows are kind of finished here in the country, it'll be just all hands to pump and get this album out. Absolutely.
And are you now again finding those gigs are happening again, all those corporate things and stuff? Is that all beginning slowly?
Absolutely. The concert hall this Thursday, and then the following Saturday we're in the K Club with a 14-piece band doing a corporate event, which is fantastic, because it's normally with the corporate scene, they want kind of everything from pop to rock to everything, but on Saturday they want exactly what we've done in the concert hall.
That's terrific. Thursday,
which is great. So we'll have rehearsed in the concert hall for the K Club.
That's right. You know. And there's every danger that the ploughing could be back as well.
Hopefully it'd be fantastic.
Jeez,
yeah.
God,
it would be brilliant.
It's always great fun.
Yeah.
Going in with you in the bus at 8 o'clock, did I say 8 o'clock?
7 o'clock.
7 o'clock, 6 o'clock in the morning. It's ludicrous. This show on Thursday, by the way, is tickets available, 18 up to 40 quid for the night. How long is it? Do you do it a full, is it a full evening, or do you have a support? Is it just you guys?
No, it's just us for the two hours. Because we haven't been there for a while, we would stay there for 3 or 4 hours if we could.
I know.
You know, but it's a two-hour show with a small interval in the middle.
And it also is this glorious venue that you're in, that you feel like you're in the heart of things.
It's amazing, because some of my neighbours and some of my family wouldn't have been, the younger side of the family wouldn't have been to these shows before.
No.
They came at the last kind of show in the concert hall, were blown away by the venue. They couldn't believe it. They couldn't believe that this venue was...
But that's the point, and it's there with I say that's the point. That I shouldn't say that. Take it a different place. The thing about the NCH is that you're going to get opera one night, and the next night you're going to get jazz, and the following night you're going to have a piano recital or something.
Exactly.
You know, which is the great joy of the venue. Listen, I wish you well, because I know that that the amount of work that you guys were doing was phenomenal, and then to have the rug pulled, and then slowly but surely to find yourselves coming back has to be a great delight. And you have to live, for God's sake.
You do,
forget this sometimes.
It's great. We're all coming through to the side now. We're the spring is in the air, and we're back. Marty, could I mention, please, for we've as you know, I was doing a little gig during the pandemic up in Kiltipper Woods, in a care centre, and I absolutely adore the staff. The residents there are fantastic, and I know some of them are coming into the gig on Thursday. So,
a big
shout out to the staff and the residents up in Kiltipper Woods. They're fantastic people. Love them all, and can't wait to see them on Thursday.
Tell me a bit about what goes on there. What are they?
It's basically a care centre. They're looking after elderly folk, people with different ailments and things. Some of the residents are there long term. Some of them have just arrived since, and I'm kind of getting to know kind of the residents over the last couple of years.
Surely,
beautiful people.
You were very taken with it when we talked about this before.
When the pandemic started, of course, I started doing a lot of care centres, and I found it was getting a bit much because, as you know, my mum has dementia, and I found it a bit much, and I was doing about 5 or 6 a week, and then I thought, look, I just got to pull back a bit because it can be upsetting as well. In those situations. So, but in fairness, and then with the band getting back again, we were back busy again, but... Kiltipper is a place very close to my heart, so I continue there every Wednesday, and I just do it
good
for the phone.
You.
It's great
good
people
for you.
There.
What's your mum's name?
Bibi.
Bibi, that's right.
Yeah.
Bibi. Any possibility she could be hearing you on the radio at the moment?
She could be.
She could be.
Absolutely.
She could
be.
Just there might be that moment of recognition, which you would always hope for. Anyway, BB, you're still got a fine fella here. He's still doing the best he can. He's a fine fella. You have one more track to give us. It had better be tonight.
It had better be tonight. First heard this, Marty, when the amazing Michael Bublé doing his version of it.
Friend of the show.
Absolutely.
I mentioned that.
I watched him on The Late Lady. He's getting better.
No, don't be minding that. When you hear him here.
Incredible. Absolutely, yeah.
Yes.
Gavin, again, is responsible for this great arrangement. Loved singing it. Great song, beautiful song. Yeah.
And he's terrific. He really is. By the way, we've had a check. It's 8 o'clock, just in case you wanted to have an extra half hour in the bed.
I knew that.
On Thursday. You did, yeah. It's Legends of Swing. It's Conor McComber at the Legends of Swing. And it's Nat King Cole and Dean Martin and Ella and Ray Charles and Sinatra and all the rest. Keep the faith, my friend. I hope to see you during the summer.
Absolutely. And thank you so much for all your support, Marty.
Don't be silly, my
and
friend.
Ian, of course.
Well, he's very supportive, that's right. And he's actually a very good singer, if you're ever...
Is he?
He's very, yeah.
First
me
night.
To tell you.
We get up.
Meglio stasera, baby, go, go, go. Or as we may hear say, fa subito. If you're ever gonna kiss me, it had better be tonight. Stasera, baby, go, go, go. Or as we native say, fa subito. For this poor Americano, who knows little of your speech, be a nice Italiano.
Just a reminder again, it's Legends of Swing, Conor McKeown at the NCH this Thursday. It's 8 o'clock. Don't be late, 8 o'clock.